This episode, Big Girl Pants Podcast, is brought to you by Podcorn. Shapiro and I have been doing this podcast for 3 years now.
Yep.
And I was, have been, done been ready to try to find some sponsors because we want to, you know, monetize our podcast.
Yes.
Which essentially means partnering with brands that are going to bring value to our listeners.
Yep.
And we...
And brands that we believe in as well.
100%. And we work full time. So like we, this isn't our main source of income.
It's a passion project.
Yes. And we definitely want something, some brands and companies to align with that align with us.
Yep.
And we will never be, we will always be transparent about the brands that partner with us. And Podcorn is one of those that, like, I was actually really surprised when I found it, because when I started Googling how to get a sponsor for podcasts, which we could do a little bit more legwork.
Yeah.
Right? We could probably pitch to the people that have been on the show or that we know or businesses.
True.
Stuff like that. We could do that. It's a lot of work.
But like you said, we both work full time.
Exactly.
We have pretty, you know, we also have lives outside of this.
Yes.
This is kind of like the seventh thing in our life that we do.
Exactly. So it's like once I found Podcorn, it was a website that I went to. I entered the information about our podcast, our statistics, demographics, how many subscribers we have. Then they partner you with companies who are interested in advertising through channels like yours.
Right.
So it just so happened that Podcorn was the first company that I pitched to that wanted to sponsor us.
Super cool.
So I went in, I selected dates, and I named our price.
Yep.
And we got sponsored.
And let me tell you, it's so easy. It's so intuitive.
Yes.
Like you just log in and there's not a learning curve.
Right.
You plug in what you want, your information, and within seconds, there's like, scroll through the possible sponsors.
Yeah.
So it's super, super easy. We're super excited sharing their brand because we believe in it.
And for people like us, we're podcasters, but we also listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
So like for anyone who listens to us who also has a podcast, like this is super valuable for you
Absolutely.
Too. If you want to start like having sponsors.
Yep.
Which
you should.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%. So check it out today for sure.
Yes. So
Podcorn.
Podcorn, www.podcorn.com. You go in, you enter your details about your podcast, and then you can find sponsors for your show too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And now on to the episode.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hi, this is Big Girl Pants Podcast,
where we talk about women, health, power, and wealth.
Hosted by
April Melton
and Kimberly Shapiro.
We are real women with real jobs doing real life.
Join us while we showcase inspirational stories and inspirational people.
Come on, y'all, put your big girl pants on and stay tuned.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm so great. How are you? That shirt's very cute. Where'd you get it?
Do you like it? Mm-hmm. There's this boutique called Sugar and Suede.
Oh, where do I find them?
I know. Sugar Ampersand Suede on Facebook.
Oh, okay, perfect. I love those boutiques.
Love it.
Is it an online boutique?
It is.
Oh, great.
Check it out, everybody.
Yeah, plug.
Thanks.
So we have a guest today, and you guys, I don't think I realized who she was before I invited her on the show, and now I just...
She's a total local celebrity.
Well, I learn more and more, and then I just like her more and more, so I'm just really excited.
We're so happy you're here.
I'm kind of like starstruck because you're kind of a big deal.
That's
definitely a big deal.
Really dumb, but no, thanks.
Not dumb at all. No, real. But I genuinely feel like that, and I promise I'm not trying to blow your head up, but like what you've done with this group is so inspirational, and
Thank you.
Like girl
Necessary.
Power, man.
Yeah.
This is like the exact reason why we started our podcast is to empower more women. And that doesn't, and empowering women doesn't always mean not empowering men, but like
For
empowering
sure.
women is like our drive.
It
that is.
Is
the thing that drives us.
It
and
is.
Meeting people like you just motivates and fuels the dream even more.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
So who are you? So what's
Hi.
Your name?
Who are you?
Hi.
My name is Amanda Smith, and P.S. Are you guys on Clubhouse?
Yes.
Not yet.
I officially got an invitation. I'm so excited.
I'm not, but I want to be.
Okay.
So you can invite me.
So... Clubhouse. This is my like Clubhouse intro. Hi, my name is Amanda Smith. I'm the CEO and founder of Dallas Girl Gang. I started this community here in Dallas, Texas in 2017, created a Facebook group, and then all of a sudden, here we are, and we serve 50,000 women across the world every single week, and it's wild.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
I was a teacher for 7 years. My background is music education, so absolutely nothing to do with business. I have a husband. His name is Zach, and now he is a teacher, so we kind of switched places. And we've been married for I forgot how long. 6 years? I forgot.
Long time.
Long time. And yeah, I love especially getting to do a physical in-person podcast. Yes. It is so much fun.
Yes.
We've recorded remotely for years and I've only got to do like a handful of these like in-person settings.
It's so much fun. During COVID, obviously, we had to switch gears and do Zoom. Mm-hmm. It's not the same. You just didn't have that same connection. We did it. We thrived. It was fine. Yep. But I don't love it.
But the energy that you get when you record in person
different
is like electric.
It is.
Yeah, it's really
yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Do you guys listen to Joe Rogan?
She's the biggest fan.
Okay, girl. You know he's bringing Demi Lovato on? Because she just came out with her documentary.
Shut up.
About her heart attacks and stroke.
And heart attacks and everything.
Okay, so I'm so out of the loop.
Journey.
But then relapse. Yeah. And then it's a whole thing. Her series is on YouTube. My husband just texted me as I was walking in here. He goes, Demi's on Rogan. And I was like, oh my God.
She's on Rogan right now?
Wow. Like now. Out. Like today.
Oh my God.
I'm going to freak out.
I'm going to freak out too. I love her.
Oh my gosh. I love her too. We started watching like that documentary and I think they're releasing episodes. I don't know how.
What's it on? YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
It's on YouTube. YouTube, which is super
new.
Strange.
Right, but whatever.
I forgot your question.
But have one?
I just started talking about Rogan.
You were talking about COVID and like and doing virtual and virtual.
Yeah. Oh, Rogan has. I mean, he has in person studio. He's like, I will do everything I can to not have a digital episode.
Do you listen to him?
Oh yeah, because my husband.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, she has been from the beginning. He was the inspiration.
Well, and I started the OG.
Uh-huh.
I started listening to Rogan, which ironically he's only like 3.5 hours away, guys. So dreams. Joe Rogan, I'm putting it out there. I would love to come on your podcast. But I was a stay-at-home mom, and when my daughter was born in 2014, I started listening to podcasts because that was like my adult interaction. That was like my stimulation. I'm learning. I feel like I'm part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And they said it so many times before too. That's why people like us, because they're like, I feel like I'm hanging out with my girlfriends.
Yeah, sure.
Like I'm listening, but I feel like I'm still a part of it.
Yeah.
So yes, I started, and then I started my career. I work in staffing and recruiting, so does Shapiro.
Yep.
And I started working for her and we just started having these amazing candid conversations mm-hmm. about all things, about relationships, about parenting, about business, about don't cry in the boardroom, like so many different topics.
And crying at work.
Put your big girl pants on.
Crying at work.
Did it before. Honestly, it's fine if you cry at work though.
Like, it's fine if you cry at work. It's time and place.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree with you.
Here comes Shapiro's old school.
Yeah, no. I actually don't think it's okay to cry at work. And it's not because women shouldn't be allowed to show their emotions.
For sure.
But I think it does. I mean, I think it's wonderful to be authentic. You have to be authentic.
But what do you mean cry at work? What does cry at work mean to you?
Yeah, that would be my question.
Yeah. I think if you're in a tough situation, like if you're trying to think of a scenario, you know, your boss
I can
is
give you
having,
plenty of scenarios.
Well, your boss is having a tough conversation with you. Yeah. I think you need to probably just put a tough face on for a bit and then go cry in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
There, because I think at some point, which is so interesting, we're getting into this conversation. Yeah. So being in education for 7 years, obviously I think it depends on the industry that you're in and the job that you're in.
Right.
I was in a very tough school where kids were like, the cops were at our school like 3 times a week.
Oh, wow.
You know, kids were like stabbing pencils at each other's backs and this kid had a knife and this kid had drugs and, you know, they were like, F you, bitch, you know, like to the teachers.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, this is awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
And when you had conversations with your bosses who also don't give a F about nothing, it's like, just it wears you down so much and you're just stuck.
That's real life stuff.
And it's
it all is.
Yeah. It's going to happen and something's going to snap.
Say that there's been times where I have been so frustrated at a situation that, you know, me talking directly to my boss my boss's boss, who's the CEO, I've cried one time with him. And in the year that I've worked for him, I've cried one time and it was out of frustration because of...
That would be my thing too.
Because of business. And it wasn't because of my emotions.
Yeah.
It was because of the level of the workload that
I
had and the frustration that I had with my direct manager.
So that's where I think, and pause, stop. Keith, I can't hear. There's something with my headphones.
Yeah, I'm not really hearing myself that great either. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, stand by.
Okay, thank you.
I bet you we can adjust it on the
Maybe. And I'm sorry. Where were we? So we don't lose. In the boardroom. I want to say something about
crying.
That.
The different crying.
Crying. Yeah.
I think I'm probably on me.
I'm like, I can't. I think I can hear, but I'm not really sure.
I mean,
sure.
I can like. Mine sounds muted.
I know what I did. You guys were more energetic, so I turned the gains down, which is
you're grounded.
So,
you're grounded. You want us to just keep talking until we
That's so much better.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I hear it all in my right ear now.
Yeah, I'm getting
maybe
a lot
do
on
both
the right.
Of them.
I'll just keep talking
I'm loving it.
What's wrong? You want some McDonald's? What's going on?
I don't know, man. That's like my little song I sing to myself.
Okay, that's better.
That's great.
Perfect. Just like that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry, we're super energetic.
Thank you so much.
We're so energetic.
Sorry, we have so much energy.
Third round.
We got this.
So boardroom.
I'm going to wait until you get back in there. Give us a little, you're ready.
I'll give you a heads up.
Okay.
I got to be careful how I close this because this swayed back and forth for about 2 minutes when I closed the door.
Yeah, just close it slow. Do you have to close it super hard or do you want me to close it?
Can someone push it?
I'll close it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Thank you for your patience.
I'm trying to think. I've probably only cried at work. Maybe a total over 7 years, 4 times.
Yeah.
One was in front of my boss because she was a huge bitch.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you seriously coming and chewing my ass out for no reason?
And right.
Like, and this child has the worst life ever and doesn't needs to be taken away from her. You know, that it was
that's
that.
Different.
And then,
I couldn't even imagine being a teacher in that kind of situation. How
it's
devastating is
either.
That?
It was really emotional. That's most
especially
of the reason
when you're
I got
like
out.
The only normal adult in this child's life.
For sure.
My God.
And now my husband's a teacher. He teaches in a middle school, and he's seeing.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay.
Thanks.
Everything. So I cried in front of my boss, my boss's boss, who is the CEO, and it was because I wasn't crying because I got emotional. I was crying because I was under immense pressure from the workload that I had and the frustration from my other boss not empathizing with letting me do my job.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think maybe I'm thinking of this too from like a one-sided perspective. I'm thinking of it from the manager perspective or the boss perspective versus the person who's like receiving the information.
Yeah.
Because it is very frustrating and I'm not trying to sound like I'm not empathetic. But I do
for
in
sure.
all honesty struggle with that a little bit.
Sure.
But it is frustrating when I have something serious that I need to deliver to somebody and I need them to hear me and their response out of frustration or whatever
is super emotional.
Is super emotional and a freaking meltdown. And I'm like, listen, we are professionals. We can handle this. We can get through this.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna need you to like meet me here in the middle
for
a little
sure.
bit. I can tone down where I'm coming from, but I'm gonna
and
need
the way
you
you're
to
delivering it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if I'm impacting you in such a way that it's making you emotional.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's not what I'm trying to accomplish, but help me. Make me in the
what
middle.
I think
because I don't know what to do with that. And when I see somebody the shoulder heaving sobs too. I'm not talking about a tear down the side
for
of
sure.
her face.
But
I'm
like world is ending.
Right. I'm like, I don't know what to do with you right
for
now.
For sure. Well, and I'm so glad you brought up the fact that you're like, I'm, you know, part of empathy is like something that you
I struggle with
would struggle
yes.
with being self-aware of that. So like I'm a boss now. I have 4 people that work for me.
Yeah.
And so I saw so many pieces of what other bosses, especially female bosses,
right.
that I hated.
It's a whole thing, walk a day in the shoes, right?
Exactly.
And you start to understand.
And so now always I want to check on them as a person before we go into business because at the end of the day, if they don't feel connected to me on a personal level,
right.
it's not going to matter anyways.
No, absolutely.
You know? I mean, I found out one of my girls works remote for me in Canada. Her dad passed away last year.
Oh.
I had no idea when I hired her that happened, but I'm super glad because then when she took off some time around the anniversary of that, I understood why and it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
And so, but it's so interesting.
That brings up a huge point that I don't think that people really take into consideration. And I think that, and this is not me aging you, but I think it's the workforce in general, the workplace
shifting.
In general.
Shifting.
Yeah, agreed. Mm. But it's like, guys, like, so I led my first like team meeting yesterday in the office.
Cool.
And I was like, listen, like, we're all on the same team. We're all working towards the same goal, but also we have to show the immense amount of respect for each other.
Yes.
Because if you don't respect this person as a person, they're not going to respect you. They're not going to show you the respect that you need. And they're not going to want to contribute to the best of their ability if they don't feel respected.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, that's not even anything against me, because you worked for me. You know that's exactly how
I don't mean you. Sure. Yeah. I mean the workplace in general. Mm. I think that... And this is, again, not a man bashing thing, but I think men, especially because they've been trained or it's been ingrained in them not to think about, not to think emotionally. They're like, well, this is business. Business is business. Mm-hmm. No crying.
It's black and white.
Right.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah.
Drop your feelings at the door and then you get to come to work. Like, that's not how life works.
But you know who's changing it? You know who's changing the scene? Hmm. It, not just having more women in leadership, obviously that, but Brené Brown.
Yeah,
I mean, her putting it out there, like, vulnerability is actually cool.
Yes.
It's the way to be, right? And I think she has been a pivotal influence on the way that we react and react in leadership
roles. Humanizing the, like, workplace experience.
Yes.
Especially, I mean, how cliche is this, but especially with 2020.
For sure.
And everybody being, you know, either lost their job
that
or
was awesome, though,
work from home.
To see the human side. We had a podcast on for that. Sure. We were like, how cool is that, though, to have these Zoom meetings with people's cats walking across the keyboard.
And their kids in the
hanging
back.
On their shoulders. It's like, oh, so John actually has
a family.
Know, five kids and two dogs and a cat. You know, it's look at that. He's like a real person.
He's the best.
It does. It's almost like you're a teacher. You understand this. When we were in school and we would see our teachers outside of the school, we're like, oh, they don't live there. Like, they don't.
She goes to restaurants.
It was the best.
She goes to the grocery store.
When I would see students out, they would be like, you go to Target. That was one of the best things I ever heard, was like, Miss Smith, you go to Target. I was like, hell yeah, I go to Target.
I love Target.
I love Target. They were like, Mom, Miss Smith loves Target. It was so fun.
Yeah, because you live in the school. That's where teachers live.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, of course.
That's all the time.
All the time.
They sleep there.
They're not real people.
They eat in the cafeteria.
They're not real people. They're just a teacher.
Yeah, but I think that's a good positive change.
Yes,
regardless of what brought on the change. I think that, like, really humanizing work.
It is more women in leadership. That is what's changing it.
Key, man. Mm-hmm. Key.
Yep, I think that's what's changing it. Well, okay, so back to you. So tell us how this started. I mean, would you say 50,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
And you said global before. Before we started the podcast, she had mentioned that they are now global. So it should be the global girl gang.
Right?
I know.
So, but how did you get the idea? Where did this spark? Yeah. Where did it come from?
I love sharing our story. So I grew up in McKinney, actually. And then I went to a small school in Arkansas. I went to Ouachita Baptist University. It was like 2,000 people. Went there, graduated in 2014, and we lived there for a while. My husband's from Arkansas. We came back in 2016, and it was like I was completely starting from scratch. Like, friends didn't live here anymore. High school friends, we don't really talk anymore.
Right.
My family's here. Cool. But what else?
Yes.
And at the time, I was in direct sales with a company, but I was also teaching in Richardson, and I just started to Google things or search on Facebook, find events to go to, you know, a networking shopping party at Kendra Scott, or here's this happy hour or whatever, which was super fine. Well, what I found, and this is what I always say, was it was very like individualized. So this was for real estate agents. This was for influencers. This was for moms. This was for just millennials, which, like, I am a millennial, but like I don't want to just hang out with my own age group. And then also, quite frankly, it was like a lot of just white girls, all the same people everywhere. And it was like we were trying to do sororities again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Compartmentalizing.
And
here's
what's funny. I joined a sorority in college. I was the pledge class president, and then I quit. I was like, this sucks. And so anyway, I just saw a huge hole.
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember we went to Dry Bar in Plano.
And you guys just went there like last night, right?
Or yeah, we did. Ago? We did go in Dallas, but this was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I went with a few friends, and it was when we were just kind of getting started, and I started the Facebook group. Mm. And then Dry Bar invited us to like come get free blowouts or whatever, whatever. I was like, this will be fun. And so we go, and I was like, there could really be something here.
Yeah.
And so I just added a few friends to the Facebook group, and they told their friends, and they told their friends, and they told. So you know the three questions you have to answer before you join a Facebook group online?
Yeah.
So one of our questions used to be, how did you find out about this group? And it would be like, you know, I searched on Facebook. I searched on Google. My friend at work told me about it. I was at the grocery store and this person told me about it. And so I was seeing how it was spreading so rapidly and organically because there was a need for it. And I think it comes from, well, I won't go too much into this, but growing up, I was a super introverted person. We were talking about this a minute ago. I was super introverted as a kid, and except for when we were at like church and I was with my church friends and I was like, fine. And so growing up, I was super shy, like painfully shy until I got into music and singing and played guitar and leading worship at a church. And so then I had to kind of get over it because I was like, well, I love doing this. I'm not going to be shy my whole life. Well, this is terrible. I'm not going to waste my life.
Right.
And so I kind of got over it. But I remember feeling so isolated and alone or on the outside when I was letting myself be introverted and not letting myself have these other friends and experiences I could have. And so the idea is that I never wanted people to feel alone. Mm-hmm. And so that's why our trademark and our motto is you can sit with us.
Yeah.
Because everybody is welcome at the table.
You can sit with us.
Exactly. And so that's kind of like how it started. Facebook group. Then we launched a conference 2018, launched a podcast after that, a membership, more events. Events has been like the foundation of what we've done because I've always wanted to gather people online and in person.
Yeah.
Like since day one.
How did 2020 impact that?
It's a great, I mean, yeah, I totally shut everything down.
Yeah.
We had three events in 2020 before March. We did one in January with the launch of a movie called Like a Boss with Tiffany Haddish. It was amazing. And then we partnered with Paramount on that, which was super fun. And then in February,
you partnered with Paramount.
Yeah,
bro, don't be breezing so over that. She's like, man, yeah, we partnered with Paramount on that, but that's not a big deal. I mean, Paramount,
not trying to be
Paramount,
like,
it's not a big deal.
What?
They reached out and said, hey, we want to like
do the
screening with you and your people. And so I hit up my friend Danielle, who also became a client later on, and she worked for a movie theater company and used to do press junkets. And I was like, Danielle, let's do this together. So let's do it.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. We had like hundreds of people at like a private screening. And then in February we did our annual Galentine's, which was the best.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of my favorite things we do. And then we did a Boss Babe Happy Hour, which is a like a panel style business focused event, and then everything shut down.
Yeah.
So everything we had planned, I mean, you know, I think just being candid, like we lost money.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like deposits, refunds of tickets.
Everything.
And so everything just went virtual. We did 22 virtual events the rest of 2020.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then I was like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Why is
this computer so exhausting?
And so after our conference in the fall, we took it totally virtual and our speakers were completely flexible. It was wonderful. I was like, you know what? I need a break. So we just didn't really do anything like, you know, November, December. People are doing holidays anyway.
Yeah.
That's so, typically what we do with the podcast too. We kind of like take a break.
We do.
The month of December.
We're ready for it by then.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, 2020 did shut down our events, but we were able to still connect people for sure. And then it also allowed me to continue to develop my personal brand because at that point I was still teaching, but people were still asking me, hey, can you coach me? And what? And I didn't have the capacity before.
Yeah.
But then I was teaching from home and I was like, I got some time. And so develop my personal brand, really leaning into what do business owners need? How can I be a coach to them? What did I wish I would have had? And creating like, you know, programs and services that they need. So,
That is so
freaking cool.
So fun.
I know.
Oh my God, I love it. I think I stumbled onto you guys, I'm trying to think, maybe a year and a half ago.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I actually comment frequently when people are looking for something.
Yep. There's multiple women that are in that group too that I've like even just, you know, everybody, there was a huge thread not that long ago where everybody was talking about like buying a house and how crazy it is right now. And there was like the person that I use for my mortgage, your mom's in the group.
Oh,
so like
we found my daughter's photographer for her wedding.
There
on
you
Alice
go.
Crow Gang.
Yeah. And the people use it like a search engine now.
Yeah,
it is.
It's great. You go in the search bar and you're like personal trainer or
I was like,
brow artist.
Restaurants to rent.
Yeah.
Like how do you rent out a restaurant? Like in there.
Yeah.
Because somebody was talking about like hosting events or weddings or receptions or whatever.
Tons of wedding industry people.
Yeah.
it's kind of weird.
I know. It's a lot of real, I think real estate. I see a lot of wedding industry people.
Yeah. Lawyers.
But
I see
also
a lot of lawyers.
People just coming to town looking for community.
A lot of women
I
wonder
see 100%. That. Yeah.
100%. It's such a hodgepodge of people. I mean, I think from the data that we have, it's like 50-50 business owners, entrepreneurs, right. And then they're just looking for community connection referrals.
And you know what I love about it? This is the number one thing that I think is so fascinating is the positive comments. People are always very happy, very open to helping.
I hope so.
Well, they are. And especially when people are like, I'm moving to town and I need a friend.
Yeah.
People
That's
are like,
hard
hey.
To say.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, I'm looking for a friend too. Yeah. Let's go hang. I just love
for sure.
that.
It's almost like, it's God. Almost like friend dating.
It is.
Oh, this is exactly how I describe it to people. I say, it's super weird finding adult friends. It's like you're in kindergarten again in the sandbox and you're like, but you're, you know, I don't know, 35 years old, and you're like, right. Hi, do you want to be my friend?
Right, I'm in my apartment.
I'm married, and I have a dog, and
I like
whatever.
Stuff and
yeah.
things.
And it's
I like
you know,
food.
Yeah, you want to go eat food and hang out. It's not a date, but like, kind of.
But like,
we can
but
be
like
friends.
A friend date, but like, I'm not trying to go anywhere with you.
I love it.
Ugh,
that's yeah. different. So what's next?
What's next? So this year, we have a virtual summit coming up April 2nd, and that is focused on self-care because
good.
It's very important. So we're focusing self-care for busy women. So everybody.
Heard.
We're all busy.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's going to be online, and then the replay's available. And then, like, I'm pretty hard, fast set on doing our conference in person this year.
Yay!
In October.
Yay, yay. Okay, yeah. good.
Yeah.
I'm so ready, y'all. I'm so ready to network.
Where was the last conference?
So 2019 was the last in person, and it was at the AC Hotel in Addison.
Okay.
Right by the Galleria. It was great. We had Jacqueline Johnson, who's the CEO of Create and Cultivate, which is huge. And she was fantastic. And then we had tons of other speakers from everywhere around the world. And it was awesome, and I'm just dying
yeah.
to do it again.
Yeah.
We were celebrating 4 years in April.
Congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
Awesome.
Big deal.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we're having an outdoor like happy hour, and I opened up tickets last Sunday, and they sold out in 24 hours.
Damn.
So,
did you get a ticket?
Uh-uh. That's okay,
so,
though.
People.
That's good.
They want to get back in person.
Yeah.
So.
People
you,
are ready,
can
man.
You, can we're you hook two sisters up?
Let me see what I can do. Let okay. me ask the restaurant.
She's like,
I'm sure
it's a capacity thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a capacity thing.
Where is it? Where are you having it?
It is at HG Supply on Greenville in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. yeah.
Great little cool. rooftop
Love that place.
Spot.
Yeah. yeah.
So. Mary loves that place. She lives right over there, too.
Yeah, yeah. She does.
Yeah.
I love Mary.
I can't wait. I love her, too. She's the best.
Yeah, she has a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I'm just so excited that you're here. Seriously, because you know, when you participate in an online community, you never really know who the face behind it is.
For sure,
so it's like, oh, here she is.
Here she is.
Here she is. She's a real person.
My little. I know when you sent me
minions.
A DM, I was like, oh, who is this? What? She's like, what do you record? I was like, oh, in a studio in Frisco. Blah blah. And then I look at her profile. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're coming on my podcast. I love you.
You're a real bitch.
So how did you start your coaching? Like, that's really exciting. Just people coming up to you and saying, hey, how did you do this? And you're like, oh. I should
probably charge for
I
this.
Mean,
yes.
Because of the classic question, like, can I pick your brain?
You're like, you can
I just
for
have
a
couple.
With a dollar sign.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
There's a consultant fee there.
Yeah. And I think at the beginning it was like, sure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was teaching full time and running Dallas Girl Gang. And we were doing like at least one event a month or maybe two.
Yeah.
So it was like I was getting up at 5:30, work from 7 to 4, go do an event, pack up. Come home at 10 or 11 and get up and do it again. Like,
right.
that's crazy.
Yes.
So I didn't have the capacity, but I just listened to the questions people were commonly asking.
And
in
what
the
questions do you mind me asking?
Absolutely.
Like, what are the common questions that you get?
I get a lot of social media questions.
Yeah.
Of like, when should I post? How much should I post? And what should I post? I think those are some of the basic questions I get, which are most of the answer I'm going to say is like, do what you want.
Yeah. yeah.
Do what you want. It right. doesn't matter.
Well, and especially because people on social media can tell when you're not being genuine. So it's
For
less
sure.
about when and, you know,
and how
perfectly
and
timing your post
yeah.
and like what it is that you're trying to say.
Yeah. I'm going to give you like so many more points if you have a spelling error than if it's like really crafted, and I feel it feels robotic.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, yes, grammar is important, but
who generated your caption? Who did that? Where'd you get that? Did you
Google that? I definitely get messages back when I have a typo.
Life
and I'm like,
sunshine,
thank you, internet friends, for telling me I had a typo.
That's actually really good advice. There's a person that I follow. April knows this individual as well. And I feel like their content isn't as genuine as it could be. It just feels a little robotic. And sometimes I feel like, wow, the message is so amazing, and it's actually quite clear. It just doesn't feel genuine. So
the delivery could be a little more.
Well, I think too,
authentic.
Social media has changed so much over the last several years, especially Instagram and the way they were doing things and the new features. There was a way that we were taught, if people were really into the online business world 4 or 5 years ago, of like, curate your feed. Make it look like this. You have to do all these rules.
Yeah.
I just don't think those rules apply. So maybe this person has awesome intentions.
Yeah.
They
right.
just need to, like, let's relax a little bit.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Because the words that come out of this person's mouth, gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, truly. But it just doesn't feel authentic.
Yeah.
But I agree with that. I think people, even books now, you read books now and people write the way they speak.
Yep.
And you, like, 10, 15 years ago, that
you
would never
to.
Have been acceptable. But now it's like, I love this because I can actually digest what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that book, like How to Unfuck Yourself or
whatever.
Like books like that,
that
like Mark Manson, like that guy was so cool. And he just wrote the way that you would converse with someone.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, this is so effective.
Yes.
I have a friend, Hillary Kruger, who lives in Minnesota, and she has such a Minnesota accent.
Minnesota.
She is like an email marketing copywriting expert.
Yeah.
She's amazing at helping you find your voice and speak authentically. And she calls herself like the not fancy coach. Like, she's not fancy. She has 4 kids. One of them, she's still breastfeeding. And she's like, this is it. This is like what I got.
Yeah.
And she teaches you, like, in your email marketing, especially because it's so important to have an email list because we don't own Instagram.
How many have told us that, April?
A lot of people.
Do we have one yet?
Don't yell at
me. Oh, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at us.
Y'all. Well.
Well, not only for the people who listen, but the guests that we've had on. I mean, we have, like, even just to say, hey, there's a new episode of Big Girl Pants Out, you know?
And
I have all these email addresses from, because I've been sending all these invites, you know what I'm saying?
Just think about here's the thing. We don't own Instagram. And it could go away like that.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg could be like, never mind.
Right.
It's all gone.
Change my mind.
Do you have a list? Because here's the thing. People might still think it's super old school. I think I would highly disagree.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you have 12 people on your email list or 12,000 people on your email list. They're in your pocket.
Right.
And it is at such a higher level of being able to convert to sales, traffic, new listeners, whatever.
So we've got to do this.
I mean,
we need to hire her.
It's so important.
We need to hire someone.
Yeah. It's just so important to, and in your list, speaking to them like you speak in a real conversation was my point. But it's absolutely doable, and it's not as complicated as people think.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's because now it's not so scripted, if you will, or it doesn't have to be so perfect. It's just like, put it out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop trying to be perfect.
Yeah.
People want the
analysis paralysis will kill everything.
Yeah. Like,
oh my god,
is it perfect enough? I don't know. Should I
that
post
is
that? Should I
another not? Question you were asking questions I get, you know, with people asking business advice or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know that I'm ready because it's not done, or like my website's not done, or this isn't done. I'm like, you're going
do
to
it.
Make excuse after excuse, and it's
it will
never,
always
never
be
gonna
one,
happen.
Right?
Well, that
it's
was us when we started the podcast too. We were just like, oh my god,
but we were legitimately trying to figure out how to actually get it.
We were totally
out
trying to figure
there.
It out. Yeah, for sure.
Because that's definitely
that's
one
a little
thing.
Different. I really think we did a great job of ripping the Band-Aid off. Raw and not perfect, and just saying, here is us. Listen to our first episode.
Yeah, we definitely built ourselves up.
That pretty much tells you everything.
First episode of any podcast.
Yeah, we definitely built ourselves up from there to now here.
I
feel like Drake, for sure.
I think we've done such a fantastic job. We were actually recently, she was recently asked to speak at Dallas or the Women's University. What's it called?
TW?
TW, yeah. Thank you.
Texas Women's.
Thank you. We're both going to do it, but she was the one that was asked. But
they're great.
How to podcast. And I think that's the number one takeaway that we need everyone to walk away from is just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just figure out like the logistics and just do it. Don't worry about having the intro perfect or don't worry about having all the fancy equipment or all of that.
No.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And then perfect it as you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that I definitely think that we should have an episode strictly around podcasting.
We should. Because people do ask us all the time.
Anything your audience is asking you is clearly something they need. And I'm such a big proponent, especially as a coach, to give free value in my email marketing,
100%.
In my social media.
All the time.
If they're asking me, so for example, so I've gotten a lot of questions recently about brand partnerships, collaborations.
Yeah.
Do you have this? And I just saw it in all my clients, friends, other people that are business owners. And I was like, this is my next freebie I need to make.
Yeah.
This is the next workshop I need to do is something around collaborations.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? I write this type of template all the time. I'm just going to make it an actual bundle of templates that people can get.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Listening to what people want should drive what you do. Does
that
make sense?
100%. Yes.
So, yeah.
No, that makes sense.
So with that being said, I actually just remembered that this episode is actually sponsored. This episode is sponsored, and this is like a total organic ad read, so you're welcome. this episode is actually sponsored by Podcorn, and it's something that we should bring up because not only did I go on this website because I was like, man, I really want to find a sponsor,
right?
I really want to find multiple sponsors, honestly, for this, for our show. And I was like, how, you know, I just go to Google and I'm like, how do you find sponsors for a podcast? And then immediately the first Google search, so good luck, good job on your SEO. Mm-hmm. there was a list for Podcorn, and I went to Podcorn and I registered our podcast. Cause so you create your login,
right?
And you put your podcast at the top, and not only did they make it super simple for me to find brands to partner with, but they lay it out like it's so easy. I go to their website.
Easy.
They say, hey, this is the spot. This is how much they're paying. This is how it works. And I will say that they met and matched the price that I asked for, which is super nice because I know that for a small business, if you want to call it that right now, it's like you don't know what to brand yourself. You don't know how much to ask for your prices or anything like that. So yeah, definitely needed to drop that in there that we're
and we are looking for sponsors. So if anybody out there listening is open to it, we are definitely looking for sponsors.
If you want to advertise your brand, your company, your business, whatever the case may be, definitely reach out to us.
Yeah, thanks for thinking of that.
And thank you to Podcorn for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Podcorn.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So yeah. So
love it.
And bringing it like back full circle, like that is something that we need to do not only just for the email list, but also for sponsors because we have entrepreneurs, we have business owners, we have like all of that.
They love the data.
Yeah. And to spread that and then also to sponsor, to make it mutually beneficial while this is like our huge passion project, like that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brands are, I mean, if I don't send them our media kit, which I always do, but if I happen to not, they're going to ask me, what's your insights look like on social media?
Yeah.
What does your email list look like? What's your click rate? What's your open rate? How many subscribers do you have? Blah, 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 blah. Or it's like, we don't do business, you know, like they want the numbers.
Yes.
Engagement.
They want engagement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I actually just learned about Podcorn just now. So I'm going to go.
Oh, you're welcome.
Check it out.
Definitely check it out.
Thanks, Podcorn. Yeah. Good job.
Thanks, Podcorn.
Seriously.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that too, because I'm sure that as someone who's on social media a lot, I follow a lot of influencers. And I don't know if you know who, they're in the fitness space, but Katie Hearn and Hayden Schneider, they have like four companies now that they've built from just an online profile. And it started out as her Instagram. They started out, she started writing plans and she would post workout videos and whatever. And now she's like being interviewed on Forbes for the companies that she's built and the millions of dollars that she's made just from Instagram and social media. But they have now created a brand for themselves outside of just Instagram.
Yeah.
That it's an acknowledgeable brand. So like
absolutely.
Their energy drinks are in the fridge right now because I bought them at QT.
Yeah.
Like that's different than just Instagram.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're then bringing your tangible product outside of social media and you're selling it and you've branded now.
Mm-hmm.
You've marketed and you've branded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You used it as the platform, and then from Instagram.
I know.
Millionaires.
And it's also like, you know, those millionaires too know Instagram can't be your end game.
Yeah.
I wrote a post about this. I wrote an email about this, and I said Instagram can't be your end game because, you know, you have to have these other components. Pinterest is a huge marketing tool.
Huge.
That nobody knows.
Yes. Huge.
They should. I mean, we all have our recipes on there. That's cool.
Right.
But like.
And home decor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Switch that puppy to a business profile, put some boards on it, clean it up, and you're in business.
And like, people will start sharing your stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
My friend Renee has been using Pinterest for a couple of years now. She has millions of monthly viewers. Her Instagram followers, she has like 5,500 Instagram followers.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But the fact that Pinterest.
Wow. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Your Instagram followers actually have nothing to do with it, especially when you're working with brands that acknowledge the whole picture of you and your brand. And that's why I get frustrated sometimes when brands just look at the followers on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
That's not the whole picture.
Well, it's so funny because the girl we had on initially, our first episode today, we were like, dude, you have 90,000 followers on Instagram. She's like, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
And I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't matter? Because I don't have 90,000. What does that mean?
Like, it matters to us.
It matters to me. And to me, it's a lot of what I teach my clients too is like, yes, why? And one of the questions I get is, how do I get more followers? And my question to them is, why do you want more followers?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to nurture them to stay in your corner of the internet and buy your shit?
Yeah.
And do you have a value proposition for them?
Right.
Do you know exactly what you bring to the table? And then yes, followers, awesome. But also like, what are you doing to get more email subscribers?
Yeah.
Are you on YouTube? You know, not that you have to be on all these platforms.
Right. But still.
But what's your plan?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, so then.
They're like, but I just want more followers.
Exactly.
Like, I just really like when people follow me.
Also,
it's a dopamine hit every time I get a like.
Is it? Are they?
That's it.
Is the expectation,
ding.
Is it the dopamine hit?
It's
okay.
That.
I'm like, are they thinking they're going to monetize? Like what?
They think. So a lot of people, and I think this is partly Instagram's fault, whatever, but because when you hit 10K, you get the swipe up.
Yeah.
Man, I want the swipe up.
Here's the deal.
Mary wants the swipe up too.
If I know Mary and I talk about this all the time. And she knows this, but if you hit the swipe up when you have a link to share, guess what? They're not going to automatically go to that link.
Yeah.
They're not going to automatically go buy that stuff.
Yeah.
Unless your audience is exactly engaged into what that link is for.
Yes.
If they have asked for it. If
they're like, asking, I don't give a shit about the swipe up because I'm not even going to swipe up.
And then they're going to bounce.
Right.
And they're not going to follow you anymore. And they're going to be like, and now she's just selling a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And now she's bought.
And I'm out. So it's yes. Obviously, always working towards growth. But what's your plan? And if you think you're just going to instantly monetize, here's the thing. I was monetizing before we hit 10K.
Yeah.
I replaced my teacher salary before we had 10K. Like,
yeah.
It's about the relationships you're building off of the platform or in your DMs on Instagram.
Yeah.
That is where I build, I would venture to say, 75% of my business.
Yeah.
In Instagram DMs.
Wow.
It doesn't matter how many times I've posted that week or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm on
it
Clubhouse.
It goes down in the DMs.
I was going to ask you about that. So I do want to touch on Clubhouse because you asked about it earlier.
Yeah, yeah, we're not on there yet.
Yeah.
But
you should.
I really want to be. So like just send me an invite. Anybody send me an invite, okay?
I have one. I'll just give you one.
Oh my God, I love you.
Yeah.
You're the best.
I have like six.
So how does it work? I mean, I'm on, but I got an invite. I joined. Or I logged in
I saw
the different rooms. I scroll.
Yeah.
So basically just join the ones you want to join.
Yep.
And
so if you're a new user, also set up your profile immediately so that it shows people who you are, what you do, and how you can serve them or connect with them.
Yeah.
Connect your Instagram account or Twitter account if you don't have Instagram. And then I would highly suggest like spending some time on the app for a few weeks, just
to
going
learn.
In and
I know
listening.
Joe Rogan is in rooms on Clubhouse.
He
and I'm
is.
Like, such
Elon
a
Musk
girl.
Is like Lindsay Lohan. Love Demi Lovato her. Was on the other day to talk about her
special,
her new thing.
And can anyone create a room?
Yes.
Once you're invited in, you can create a room.
Yep.
Or can you create a room without an invitation?
You have to get an invitation to get on the app in the first place.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yep.
We heard they were going to take the app public out of beta testing in March. March is almost over, so I don't know.
Does that mean that they're going to open it to Androids too, or is it still just going to be iPhones?
I don't know. It's probably a step closer to Android.
Yeah.
So when you get an invite, you get on the app and you basically have free reign to do whatever. You can create your own club. You can create your own room, whatever. But my biggest suggestions are set up your profile so people land on it and they can be linked out to Instagram.
Okay.
Spend time listening, learning.
Yeah.
Like finding the clubs and the rooms you want to be plugged into.
Yeah.
And if you need club recommendations, like ask me, get in our Facebook group, ask other people.
Yeah.
We have a club, the Girl Gang Community Club.
Cool.
And so we host rooms in there all the time and we link out from my my website, and then eventually we'll get it on our website as soon as we can. But and what we're doing now too is, and I love this component of, it's just another great leg of our community. Other people like you guys could, we're going to have a form soon where you can fill out the form, say we want to host a room on this under your club so that people in our club can come join your room.
That's cool.
And come listen.
Yeah.
And then we say, check, and you schedule the room. You send us, you add the link. I think right now we just have it in a Google Doc. And then I'll update it on the website, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So it's so much fun. And then once you feel comfortable, like, knowing how to use the app, listen in and raise your hand. So there's a button at the bottom of your screen that is like a little hand.
Yeah.
Click that button. And when they prompt you to, and you get put on the stage, which puts you at the top of the room. So you see all the moderators and then the other people who are just on the stage to ask a question,
right,
add a piece of advice or whatever. Anybody else listening, you have to scroll to the bottom.
Okay.
So if you're at the very top, everybody in that room is focused on you.
Yeah.
Everybody in the room is focused on the people at the top.
Okay.
So... there's so much I could go
into. I'm so pumped. I can't wait.
Seriously.
I'm so excited about this invite right now.
It has exploded business in the last couple months.
Yeah. I mean, it really has just been the last couple months.
Yeah. I mean, it's a year old. The app is a year old.
Yeah.
But I just got on.
People are hearing about it. People know what it is now.
Well, and larger names are going there, which is driving traffic to the app.
Absolutely. Saying get on the app now.
Yes. Because they're talking free form, just like a podcast. And you can know the exact topic of the conversation. So you can know if you'll find value in it or not.
Exactly.
So much better.
I just saw a funny story saying, you know, get on Clubhouse because, you know, people are saying, oh, that's not going to last. They're like,
nope.
How'd that work out for Blockbuster? You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's going to last. It's the newest thing.
Antiquated technology.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
I think I was in a room the other day on stage with Marie Forleo.
Love her. Oh, my gosh.
Rebecca Minkoff. Ugh. And who else was it? Amy Porterfield. I love Amy Porterfield.
Yeah.
She's incredible. It's wild. It's so incredible.
I'm going to have to check it out
I'm thinking about all the ideas. Like, I posted on my Instagram story last night, and I'm sure that you've probably seen this topic come up a lot too, but New Zealand is now offering 2 weeks bereavement pay for any woman who loses a child.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I posted that on my Instagram story because I was like, guys, I work in this industry. I'm trying to get companies the talent that they need on their teams, and if you think this is not going to change the world or the workplace in general, like, you're wrong. Not only is, if your company is not open to even having a conversation around this idea, they're going to leave and they're going to go work somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have so many ideas.
And that's what's so cool, is you guys can survey your audience here or personally or whatever,
right,
of what they want to talk about.
Yes.
And open up the floor on you know,
everything.
Yeah.
And I love it. Platform.
I mean, that's why we started our podcast too.
That is why.
Like, but you know, how many people are on Clubhouse?
Million. Yeah. Well, and it's like, there's no prep. You don't have to put on your makeup. You roll out of bed.
No.
You can just
record.
Do it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I'm sure, like, podcasters are dying to utilize Clubhouse for their podcast.
Dude.
But this time you can't, but probably later.
But I'm just trying to utilize Clubhouse just to listen to more things.
Because
the better educated I am, the more I bring to the table here.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
The more topics I know about, the more information I have, it just makes me a better all-around human.
For sure.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
That's why I listen to podcasts all the time, though.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even watch TV.
Me into it, for sure. I don't either.
I'm obsessed.
Very rarely do I turn on my TV, but I read books all the time.
Yeah.
Y'all are really great people. I do not read very much. I really should.
Well, but. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I actually told somebody this the other day. I was like, listen, I'm kind of weird and I kind of do things differently. So I listen to podcasts all the time, right? Whether that's about politics or business or personal, like I love Joe Rogan and mm-hmm. I love a bunch of other different podcasts that are super fun, but podcast is a constant for me. That never goes away.
For sure.
But Audible or audiobooks.
That is how I will read books.
Yeah, yeah. I love audiobooks.
Me too.
But I have to be in the right frame of mind where I'm completely open and I want to learn and that's where I'm at. Now, if I'm having a particularly emotional day, then I'll listen to music. But other than that, podcast is like my constant. That's the thing that I listen to all the time. Doing laundry, making dinner or whatever. But
do you know what it's done to me? I'm so out of touch with music.
Oh, I have no idea.
We were talking about that because we're both so musicians and we're like, oh my gosh, like what's cool? I don't know what's cool anymore.
What is, I have no idea.
I listen to podcasts all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not still 2005 in the music world because
I can't listen to Pink any. Wait, what's happening?
You can listen to Pink anytime you want. Pink is amazing.
I just don't know all these new artists or these new songs and then my kid knows them because I'm like, I don't know how, but
Megan the Stallion. What's her name?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mom, what is that?
Megan the Trainor? That's a different person.
Megan Thee Trainor.
Oh my God, I love Megan Trainor. Ugh. I love having people like you on.
This
is so exciting. This is for sure a collab, though. Big Girl Pants meets Dallas Girl Gang.
Yeah, for sure.
I love
that.
That's what we're going to call the
episode. This is why we created this, though.
For sure.
Cool people doing cool things right here in our own backyard.
Yeah.
And damn, you check all those boxes.
Bro, you're about to take off, though.
Yeah.
You're about to be
prestige
worldwide.
Why?
It's super exciting. My goal, I would love to. We did actually plan to launch in Austin last year.
Yeah.
On March like 14th.
And would it be called Austin Girl Gang?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my thought is now, you know, I thought, I could like franchise and people could have their own chapters. I don't think that's the way I want to go.
Yeah.
I think we just keep it here, look, and then we pop up where other people want us.
Sure.
So like do an Austin event. Go to California, wherever people are.
How does that work with the Girl Gang logo? Like,
well, I was thinking, like,
do you own that? Like, can you copyright that or whatever so nobody else can take it?
For sure, yeah. You know, when I was looking into especially trademarks, trademarks are one of those things, too, that doing it with a location in the name is difficult.
Yeah.
And so that's why we went with You Can Sit With Us. And so that's definitely something we'd have to, like, look into and see. Yeah. Okay, if we're going to go here, but, you know, a lot of other platforms like this do that. It's just thinking through the logistical process.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How old are you? Still a lot of research.
I'm 28.
Wow. Gangster. Man.
What a boss.
Yeah. Thanks.
Me too. I feel like I met like a bunch of soul sisters today. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for fun. Sure.
I kind of like love my life, guys. I just love it. It's really great.
I know. This is therapy. It has
100%.
We've said that many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, like over the last few years, or I guess 2.5, that this is my weekly therapy session.
But like in the best way possible.
In a great way possible. Yeah. And it's not even like an emotional unload. It's not even about that. It's like
you just need people.
Good positive energy.
You're feeding yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And I just love
this is how I feed
stories
myself.
Of people doing cool things, especially when you're a teacher and you're like, you know what? I'm going to start a Facebook page and have 50,000 people and then take it global. It's just like not everybody.
And that
does
was
it.
Not the plan either.
No,
right?
I know, but like,
it's so interesting.
You just did it to steal from Nike, right? You didn't wait to perfect anything. You just went out there and did it and look what it's becoming. And I love
that.
And
so you have 25,000 on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. In our group, yeah.
But your Instagram, how many do you have on Instagram? 19,000?
30-something.
Yeah, 30-something. So you have more on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
then
super cool.
Podcast.
But then your own personal Instagram has like 12,000.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I'm going to follow you. I don't think I follow you.
I follow you everywhere.
I'm super fun. No,
I'm
just
going to follow you. It's fine.
Yeah.
I really need to work on the Instagram thing. I've been talking about it for a while now, and I just don't know that I'm that cool. It's like, put things out there.
Super
fun. No. And that's what we were talking about. It's like, just put out what you want to put out.
Well, just put out what is the most authentic to you because there are people that are very similar to you or like you and would want to follow you.
And what's valuable.
Because I think about that too. I have like, you know, analysis paralysis to use it twice in the same episode, but like when I think about things that I'm posting, I'm like, Are people going to like this? And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
But you have a lane, though. You have a lane. Like, you've got a brand.
That's true. But I've also kind of like, you know, kind of veered off because I am like a whole person. You know, I work out, but also I have a kid. I have a, you know, a mister. I have a podcast. I have a career. Like, and I've just talked about all of them now. And I just stopped caring. I don't care.
Honestly, people love that the most.
Exactly.
Yeah. They really do.
Because it's like full picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times I've talked to friends, clients, or just seeing myself when I just stopped caring. Or, you know, especially like now that Instagram has reels, like TikTok videos.
Yeah.
I love making those. Yeah. It's so much fun. And
so what do you do? Like when you're at home and you're like, okay, I'm going to make a reel. Is that what it's called?
Well, she probably doesn't just sit there and say, okay, I'm going to make a reel. She's probably been thinking about ideas about reels or what I'm going to make a reel about.
Yeah.
And then you execute the reel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I'll watch other people's and I'm like, I could get an idea from that. I like might save the audio and Instagram will save it in a folder. And then if I know the type of content like I'm going to be putting out for the next few weeks or whatever, I can pull that audio and I make my own video or whatever. Or I just grab my husband because he just could do something like stupid. And, you know, it just depends. Or sometimes it's on the fly where I'm like, oh, that's so funny. And I could do that in like 5 seconds.
Let's do it.
And then I just save them all to my drafts. Like I have like 30 in my drafts right now that are just
queued
like,
up.
Yeah, queued up, ready to go.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool. It is cool. I love it.
I freaking love your story.
I do too.
Super fun. Thanks.
All three today.
You're so welcome.
All three today. Just fabulous.
I feel like this was definitely more like we had a day where we recorded 4 episodes in a day. And
that was intense.
That was like a war. We walked out of there and we were like, I don't know if we ever want to do that again.
I'm like, but I don't feel that way to anyone else.
But I don't feel that way today because I feel like every episode has fed me in a different way.
Yeah, that's good. For sure. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for inviting me.
Of course.
So fun. My gosh. For sure. Seriously. Well, tell everybody how to find you, even though I'm pretty sure at this point they probably got it figured out. But
and we will link you and tag you in the show notes and in the episode and stuff too. So
that's true. But go ahead and give yourself a plug.
If you just Google Dallas Girl Gang, you'll find all you need. Our website, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever. And then my personal is Amanda's in Dallas. And then you can find everything on that Instagram. My website's in the link in bio. And then, you know, our Girl Gang Community Club on Clubhouse.
Yes.
Wow. Can't wait to get in on that.
Yeah, you got to get an invite.
She's okay, well, you can find us on
all the platforms.
Our website, www.biggirlpantspod.com, but also on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Apple Podcasts is where we get a lot of our traffic, a lot of our listeners.
Yep.
So,
Well, thanks for joining us again, everybody.
Like
Can't
and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. 5 stars, too. That would be great.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.